Heidi and Frank show. Get Matt Eisman in here. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the program before, but you didn't hear his voice.
There he is.
Because Matt joined us on Dish Nation. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I got to say thank you with your mispronunciations. I think you actually have me co-hosting now with an anti-American ex
right, yeah.
Middle Eastern war-torn country.
Uh-huh. I know.
Akbar Ahmadinejad, huh?
It's the closest I can get to your co-host's
honestly,
name.
Honestly, that's the only reason I have a job is I can say his name and go, American Ninja Warrior. That's it. Two
He's
things.
In.
Akbar is his first name, though, right?
Yeah.
But what is his whole name?
Akbar Bajabiamila. Well, there's a silent G.
There's a silent G.
But you pretty much nailed it last time
I
was in here.
I did.
Show off.
Bajabiamila.
Dang it. That pause.
Here's the thing with pretty much nailing it. I know that the finale of American Ninja Warrior happened, and nobody won again, right?
Nobody won. I know.
So what happens to that $500,000?
Well,
is it... does it get...
No. No,
I got a raise.
I got a raise.
On another so 500 that didn't
this is the
year
thing.
Before?
We might as well promise a unicorn, because we've never given out a penny on our show.
Did anybody get close?
No.
Stage
we actually
three.
Went backwards. They made it to stage three, and the weatherman made it as far... this year as anyone, but not as far as Brian Arnold made it last year. So we kind of went backwards. And the whole season, you kind of feel like it's this big, long date, and everybody's getting hot and bothered, and you get to the bed, and you're like, listen, I'm gonna go to bed now. And you're like, wait a minute! I thought we were going to get it on. Nobody won. I feel bad.
So the final obstacle course is Mount Him Mojitos, right?
Mount Mojitos.
Mount Midoriyama.
I knew it had a liqueur in there.
Right.
Midoriyama.
Okay.
And it's...
Mount Quavassier.
It's ridiculous.
It is. It's the world's most difficult obstacle course. It started in Japan, and to give you quantifiable numbers, they've had 30 seasons, so 3,000 people have attempted that course. Three have completed it.
Oh, so somebody in the world has completed
it. Somebody has.
Okay.
The Japanese have done it there. No Americans ever done it here. No one's ever made
it
to stage four.
That's right.
They are. But so what we did is last year we did USA versus Japan, and the Japanese guys came in, and they were heavily favored. The U.S. ended up winning. This year, we expanded it. We've got the U.S., five guys from the U.S., five guys from Japan, and five guys from Europe. And I've played sports my entire life. I love watching sports. This was one of the most dramatic sporting events I've ever seen. Monday night, honestly, people are going to think we scripted it. We were sitting
really?
There going, no way!
The
ending of the show was mind-blowing. We were just
How does it score when it's a team sport?
So what we did is we do heats, and it goes head-to-head-to-head. So three guys, rather than you competing against the course, you really are competing against the other guys. So to give you an idea, I think we have six records broken in the course of this competition, records that had stood for years. So the level of competition is phenomenal. Guys go head-to-head. There's a point per heat in stage one. It doubles up in stage two. Stage three is worth 3 points. So nobody's ever out of it, and that comes into play at the end. It was a ton of fun, and you get to see a little more success than we saw in this past season.
Oh, well, good.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. Is there an opportunity, like promotional-wise, where you can take, like regular Joes can show up someplace and just see? Because I'm just curious.
Walk-ons. Yeah, when we do qualifying, people will come out and just camp out 5 to 8 days to get their shot on the course. And we've had some of the walk-ons. A guy this year who went inverted on an obstacle, like swung his legs up on this cannonball and did a backflip off of it, one of the greatest moments of the season. Wow. He was a walk-on. And it just turned out that, you know, you think you know who the good competitors are going to be, but you don't. And someone inevitably comes out and surprises you. But part of it is we've had this exponential growth in interest the past couple of years. Last year, I think we ended up having 20,000 submissions. We already have 50,000 submissions for next year, and we haven't even gotten to the part where we get the majority of our submissions. So people are.
I like how they show like the backstory of the competitor before he actually goes.
It makes you interested in them,
yeah.
And then they go out on the first obstacle.
And you're like,
come on!
Oh, I was all invested.
Your package was longer than your run.
He just tripped over his shoelace right into the water.
But
it's humiliating.
Don't you love that 50,000 people are so like narcissistic? Like, oh, please, please.
Well, it's one thing when you're
please.
Sitting on the couch, right?
I could do this.
50,000 people are so delusional. They're like, I got this.
No,
I mean,
but then they start. They put a little obstacle course in their living room. They're like, okay, I'm going to jump from the
couch
over
it's exact
to
same.
The fireplace.
It's the same thing.
Swing off
it's
the
amazing.
Chandelier.
You have a couple hits of your medical marijuana. You start thinking, okay. I think I could fly through this course.
But you see people's homes. I mean, I remember watching a guy where you – beforehand. They give you the backstory, and you go to his house, and he's got a family. But inside of his house, he's made a complete, like the finger obstacle courses and stuff. And
their garages are turned into backyard. And these obstacles are like 20 feet high. They're massive structures these people are building.
Have you ever thought about doing a kid version of it?
That's an interesting question.
Oh. See,
there's a lot of new ideas being kicked around for the coming year. We've talked about doing a kid show, and we've talked about doing a celebrity version.
Oh.
I'm looking at one of you guys here.
Yeah.
Yeah, a celebrity.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I could totally kick your – I guarantee I would go farther on that than you
I don't
would.
Think so. I think
– Oh, I love
today,
the showdown.
I don't think – today?
We go today.
I don't think you could. I think –
I'll bring it on.
I don't think you could. I think it,
on Mount Mahuchi Mama.
Yeah. I think when you go head to head, like I said, you're not going against the course. It's about how far do you get. So you don't have to go for time.
You might though if you both completed. We just did. So this week we're.
Obviously.
Ellen is a huge fan. She set up a course in the studio lot.
I saw Bob Harper did.
Bob Harper did it. Yeah, and actually did surprise. But he went up against Casey, the little 5 foot girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his ass kicked by her.
Is Casey the girl who went through it the first time?
Yes, yeah. She has just become a rock star. But we had Allison Janney. You guys were talking about her earlier.
Yeah.
She's 54 years old, but she was like a former Olympic caliber skater. She came on and did the course, and she was dominant.
Really?
She was an animal.
That's
she was
awesome.
Attacking it. She fell once, like scraped her nose, and she's shooting her sitcom now. And they're like, Allison, you have to stop. And she held up the middle finger. She's like, I'm going again. Like, okay, you got the few. You got like 17 Emmys. Do whatever you want, woman.
So mad. You can't be out there all day shooting and not put on the shorts yourself and try to get through that course. How far did you go?
I failed so badly the last time I tried. They banned me from the course because they thought I was going to sustain serious spinal injury. There's footage of me. And the worst part is like, I wasn't in the best shape of my life, and when I came out of the water, I like flopped in, belly flopped. I was like, I look like a fat whale. It was awful and so unathletic. Like the face you make before you hit the water, it was.
Well, I'm making sure.
Awful.
When
we did contract negotiations, they just held that up. Like, looked like I'm working for free, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
When I do it, I'm gonna wear white spandex shorts with no underwear. So when I actually go into the water, everyone's getting the show afterwards.
We have competitors do that who wear underwear. And inevitably they get on camera. And what's crazy, we have a guy, Evan the Rocket Dollard. His hook is less shirt, more power. He never wears a shirt, but he's got like a 27 pack. So the women are gays. We have a lot of gay fans too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you have a lot of guys who are, who base it around a character. You have one guy who does a superhero, and he actually.
Captain NBC.
Yeah.
He's a hardcore athlete. This is a guy though who had like, he had a brain of venous malformation. It's been plagued with chronic migraines. He's had brain surgery and yet. Hasn't let it slow down his training.
There's a guy in diapers?
Yeah. Ninja Baby.
Ninja Baby? Yeah, he wears a diaper?
We think that's some fetish thing, though, Frank. We're like, this guy, he's a little freaky with his lady. That little breastfeeding fetish he's got. I don't blame him. But.
Talk about make you feel like a loser. The guy that's had multiple brain surgeries is out there doing that, and I'm like, I don't know.
We had a guy who a year and like a half ago cracked his spine, was in danger of being a quadriplegic, and now is competing on the course. He ends up competing for Team Europe.
Do you vet this? Because I guarantee this is what I would do. I'd be like, really rough. And I'd make my whole package about how, to really get people invested in me.
A photo with a neck brace. Totally. Right.
Oh, they said I'd never walk again.
You're planting the seed in a lot of people's heads right now.
I'm out here competing.
Oh, come to the front of the line.
We need to see your doctor's note. Your scar. Show me your scars.
So, I'm mentally scarred. It's very hard for me to run.
So this ultimate showdown, the USA versus the world, is going to air this coming Monday,
This coming Monday. It's a three-hour special to get in all the action. It was awesome. I think people are going to like it. It's a busy night. Lots of new shows are coming back in Monday Night Football, but people seem to be interested, so we hope they check it out.
Oh, so you're going up against Monday Night Football?
Yeah. It's tough.
I know.
Fortunately, Chris Berman was announcing the second game. This guy's so unintelligible. I love him. He's a caricature of himself. I think people just tuned out. They're like, we're watching a foreign broadcast here. This guy's making no sense.
Well, let's see what's going on.
Who's your team? I mean, NFL has started.
Broncos.
Oh, man.
Peyton Manning. I was at that Super Bowl. It was a nut-kicking affair for Yeah,
when that bad snap happened.
It was it. 12 seconds in. There was nothing to cheer for.
I just want to know if other Bronco fans felt it. Like, at that moment, you're like, we lost.
We lived through those ones in the 80s, like the Niners and the Giants and the Redskins, and you're just like, it's happening
well,
again.
Well, maybe it's your bad energy that's causing that. I thought if you're a true fan, you're like, no, we got to
She just put it on us, didn't she?
It's fine.
Peyton was looking up in deck three of that stadium. Eisman, what's with the negative face? Sorry, Peyton. It's my fault.
Yeah, oh, it's over. 12 seconds.
I mean, watching Sunday night when the Broncos played the Colts.
Yeah.
And the Colts start coming back. I was like, oh, here we go again.
Andrew Luck is good.
Yeah, he is really good.
He's good. I could see Peyton having that face that I had before I went into the water. This is not going to bode well.
Well, thank you, Matt, for coming
in. Guys, always
appreciate
it. You
know the door is always open for you.
Hey, awesome.
Everybody, if you want to, I mean, it's DVR. If you're going to watch Monday Night Football,
yeah. It's just DVR. Well, DVR the football. Like, it's not like anyone live tweets those results, right?
Yeah,
exactly. USA versus the world, American Ninja Warrior, five Americans versus five Japanese versus five Europeans. Epic showdown for global ninja domination. You can also follow Matt at Matt Eisenman on Twitter. Thank you so much, man.
Always appreciate it.
Good to see you. We'll come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.